Well, to start as we see the markets trade today, Tom, it's been kind of an interesting talk of drier weather, the crop outlooks, and a big struggle because we've been talking the last couple of weeks about, will we really know the total number of acres? Is it going to be seen in this August 12th report as to what didn't get planted because of the wet spring for the soybeans?
Yeah, and you know, FC Stone's numbers were out last night, and they seem to kind of indicate that it could be between 1 million and 2 million acres lost, and that's probably right. I don't know what that amounts to, 80 to 100 million bushel of beans potentially, which obviously is a problem if you're the ones trying to grow those beans. But South America has a huge crop. They've taken demand away from us. China's been absent. Export sales are probably overstated and need to be adjusted by close to that amount. So I don't know. We may be priced about right here for what we know. I know that a lot of crops look awful good, at least in our part of the country.
What's it going to take to get that export demand back?
Well, I suppose some kind of a recovery in the Chinese economy or the perception of the Chinese economy. And then I don't know, how you get it back from the South Americans when they've had huge crops. They're getting substantially higher prices for their beans than we are because of the drop in their currency. So expectations are they're going to be up another 3 to 5% in production, or at least planted acres next year. I don't know how you get it back from them when they've got the big currency advantage.
Well, you know, you talked a little bit about our area kind of being the basket, shall we say, and seeing some decent crops in both corn and beans. You look to the east, you look to the southeast, even to the south, they've had a lot of concerns. Is that going to continue? I mean, obviously waiting until harvest gets here, but I mean, right now, is it just a perception of one person versus another?
I think that's what it is. I mean, if you look at crop condition ratings, we're only 3% behind a year ago. And then I get the old story every time, well, crop conditions are only a beauty contest. And I come back and say, yeah, well, the beauty looks good. She can sing, she can dance, she can play the piano, she can give a good speech, and she looks good in a swimming suit. So, I mean, I think the beauty contest, if you've got good-looking crops, you're probably going to have good-looking yield.